Meta Leadership, How to See What Others Don't and Make Great Decisions. Written and narrated by Constance Derricks, PhD, with additional bonus content provided by Mark Levy. Introduction. Friday, June 17th, began as a sunny, if slightly windy, day along the Scottish coast of the North Sea. Visitors leaned into the wind, fearing they might be blown sideways or worse. In contrast, residents carried on as if it were an ordinary day, utterly unworthy of comment. Stone houses on narrow streets had open windows with curtains batting like pale eyelashes, while overhead, seabirds, barely flapping their wings, moved with the wind currents. Returning to their cruise ship, visitors told stories of ancient churches, the kindness of the locals, and their surprise at the strong wind and cold temperature. Alfred Korzybski, a scientist and philosopher, said, "A map is not the territory," and this experience was, for me, a perfect embodiment of the idea. I had read about the places we would visit, and Scottish-born and raised friends warned me about the cold, rain, and wind. I had gone so far as to purchase a new barber coat, complete with hood. The coat, as terrific as it was, could not shield me from the weather. On the bridge, the ship's captain was surveying the territory with entirely different methods, navigation tools and weather reports. Passengers, including me, were preoccupied by what we could see, but the captain was busy predicting. He knew a storm was headed toward the north of Scotland, the Orkney and Shetland Islands, exactly where the ship was headed, and precisely where my husband and I had been planning to visit. I was focused on my own experience, on the present and recent past, but the captain was concerned with a larger and more intricate landscape, which would soon become obvious. At 4:30 p.m., during the daily tea time, the captain made an announcement. We would be going to neither the Orkney Islands nor the Shetlands. Instead, we would spend the next 2 days hanging out in the North Sea, well south of the weather that could imperil us. As soon as the announcement was over, passengers began expressing their opinions about what was happening. They ran the full gamut from angry to grateful. I felt disappointment, then immediately short-circuited that feeling with the same thought I have when a flight I'm on is diverted or changes trajectory unexpectedly at an angle not usual for commercial travel. My thought is always that the person making the decision is the best person to make it. Why? Because the person deciding has an array of educational and training experiences and has performed in situations in which the criteria for what is good enough is clear. A great pilot is a leader who must think holistically and intentionally if they are to avoid the invisible traps that can trip up even smart and experienced people. The ship's captain on June 17th had to consider the weather and what the ship could safely navigate, but also how passengers might react to being aboard in high winds and waves that would cause the ship to feel unstable. The captain delivered a calm, clear, and organized message, referring to his most important duty, ensuring the safety of the ship and its passengers. Next, he described the conditions to the north and how they were expected to evolve. Finally, he informed us of the risk of attempting to sail into these conditions and stay.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?